37, the River, River City's Classic Rock. We got cash coming up for you. Double pay work day, 20 minutes, another $1,000, 200, 200. Text the code word back to that, and hopefully you'll walk away with $1,000. This is pretty damn interesting. Joe, he found this today. We'll have Dana post it up on the social so you can read this. Jeff Bezos, guide to life. Maybe you're at a dead-end job. Maybe you're having a tough time with the wife. You got trouble with your kids. Maybe you want to trade jobs. You don't know what to do. You're stuck. I know a lot of guys, they look at this guy, you know, he's bald-headed, and they look at him like, oh, God, this guy's a guy that's never gotten dirty a day in his life. He doesn't know about being out in the trenches. What can he do to help my life? Read these. He might do a lot to help your damn life. And it's all focused around resourcefulness.
Yeah.
Everything comes back to Jeff Bezos, as you know. He's the guy that started damn Amazon.
Amazon.
But it's all based around resourcefulness. And we'll post this up so you can read them all. We're not going to go through them all. But what he said is, from age 4 to 16, he spent summers isolated on a farm owned by his grandpa that he called Pop. No access to the outside. He had to rely on himself and learn how to vet animals and chop wood and feed the family. He says one time his grandpa had Caterpillar construction equipment. He bought a tractor for $5,000. It was a huge discount because it was entirely broken. Him and his grandpa had to rebuild this tractor. So he learned how to turn wrenches. He learned how to do all this stuff.
That's impressive to me.
On raising kids. Actually, on choosing a romantic partner, Jeff. I mean, Joe, pay attention to this.
Let me get a pen.
Yeah, pen. Okay. Got that? Okay. All his friends set him up on tons and tons and tons of blind dates. It's all he did is go on blind dates because he knew a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But what he found in a woman was, again, resourcefulness. He met this woman. He's like, oh, my God, she could really take care of me and take care of people. Everything's based on resourcefulness, on raising his kids. His wife said, they'd rather have kids with 9 fingers who were resourceful than kids that had all 10 fingers and were never allowed to touch power tools or knives. They let the kids at age 4 use sharp knives and power tools.
Really? That's in there, huh?
That's in there. It's pretty cool.
Wow.
So we'll post it up.
Just eccentric, these guys. They're just so eccentric in the way that they live, and it's no wonder they're rich.
Yeah, and do you know how rich, just quickly? Jeff Bezos, founder of Amazon?
Billions.
Can you guess how many?
4.
4 billion?
I don't know. Yeah, 2.
4 billionaires is what Jeff Bezos calls hobos. Yeah, if you got 4 or 5 billion in the bank, you're basically homeless in his world. And this is to 2017. $95.5 billion.
Do you remember when we used to think 95.5 million? You were like, oh my God, that guy's got $95 million.
What do you mean, do I remember? Still to this day, I would take $5 million. I would take $500,000. What do you mean, do I remember? Yeah, 95 million is, I can't even comprehend 95.5 billion.
10, 15 years ago, there was only like 2 billionaires. It was
true.
Like Bill Gates and Oprah.
Yeah.
Or whatever it was. I mean, it was weird. Yeah. That guy from Mexico, Carlos Slim.
Slim, yeah. Like, you got Lawrence, the guy that flies underneath the Golden Gate Bridge that started whatever the hell company, or Mark Cuban. You know, there was very few people.
Now they're all out there. It's crazy to me. I like that.
That is insane. Yeah. And the whole reason why he started Amazon, because back when he was a finance software engineer, he's working on Wall Street, he told this guy, he's like, hey, I want to start this internet book company. The guy's like, huh, that sounds like a pretty good idea. And he's like, really? You think it's a good idea? And the guy's like, yeah. So that's what he did. Because you remember, Amazon, it was all books.
Right.
It was all music, and they started doing that. Now they're talking about they're going to have the drones out, like legit, and they're going to start selling the pharmaceuticals. So
really?
I mean, this 95.5.
Medicine and stuff?
Yeah, that's what they're talking about. So, I mean, it's just, it's endless, but it's a pretty interesting read. If you're stuck a little bit, you're in a dead end, you're in a lull, read these things. It's pretty damn good. We'll post it up, 937theriver.com or the Dog and Joe Facebook page.